every single marketer and every single brand should be attempting to earn a disproportionate share of conversation.
If you work for an organization where they say, bring us a chart that goes up and to the right, you have a challenge.
Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. The trouble is, I don't know which half.
I am here to inspire you, to excite you, to motivate you, to transform you, to energize you.
Hello and welcome back to Pipeline Visionaries. This week, we have another Uncuttable Budget Items episode. That's right. This is the 10th installment of this series. We pulled clips from a bunch of past conversations with big time CMOs about their top three uncuttable budget items. I know many of you, perhaps all of you, are finished with budget season, but here are some uncuttable budget items. So we're gonna have a lot of great insight, a lot of thoughts, a lot of conversations that we've had over the past year. Before we get into it, here's a brief word from our sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by Qualified. If you're a revenue team that runs your business on Salesforce, Qualified will accelerate your lead generation, pipeline, and ultimately revenue. Learn more at qualified.com. Let's get into it. Uncuttable budget items. First up, we hear from Grant Johnson, the CMO at Billtrust. Find out why Grant invests in PPC, webinars, and events.
This wasn't on my list before, but I have to say, you know, it's like right before COVID, early days, and all things digital, but in particular, you know, I'm still, even though I was early into it, I'm still a PPC fan. You know, you just have to get really creative and have good tracking mechanisms. But as long as you're getting acceptable rates and you have a, you know, diversified campaign, and often you have a partner helping you optimize your spend, that's good. It's funny, my last company, it didn't have a lot of success for webinars. I had it before. We're having a lot of success for webinars. And I think like a lot of things, you've got to put the effort into it. You've got to have the production quality, compelling content, often guests, you know, authorities that in the industry that you're marketing in, you have to do just like a physical thing, you know, pre-marketing, you know, during the event, have a good experience, for the participants and post-event follow-up. You know, it's a high source of leads that flow through into opportunities and closed won business. That's what I consider the true metric of successful marketing investment, that you have a salesperson closed an actual customer. And the third, and maybe this is surprising, and I don't want to get 100 emails about please come to this event, but you know, events work pretty well for us. And if you think about it, part of the reasons they do is that because we focus on a lot of verticals, they tend to have, you know, you've heard of the term, you know, birds of a feather flock together. They have this sort of industry, you've got to go to this industry event, and you know, you can go to that event, and if you, again, you plan it well, and you have a reasonable cost per lead, attendees are in the market, it can actually perform pretty well. So, well, we can't go to every event, and it's not even possible to go. There are certain events within certain segments that we find time and time again produce, you know, really good return. I came with this phrase a long time ago called intercept marketing, meaning you can also, you know, just have a really good booth presence and somebody doesn't know that Billtrust is the best provider and they walk by and say, hey, that looks interesting, get paid faster. You know, that's one of our, you know, marketing themes. I'd like to get paid faster. You know, my customers are kind of slow at paying. How do I do that? Well, actually, you can use a credit card and you will help with making sure that's easy for your customers to use. It gives them some float time, get paid faster. It's a win-win for you and your customers. And therefore, not only are you getting your cash in the door faster, they're happier doing business with you. So that's one of the reasons why that events is now bubbled up into the uncuttable. I can't say which one, but events in general.
Next, we hear about email strategy from Jessica Gilmartin, the CMO at Calendly.
So number one is clearly email. So email is the absolute best way for you to reach customers when they have signed up and are still considering you versus your competitors or versus the status quo. So it's unbelievably important to have a great email strategy and to constantly A/B test it. And number two is webinars. So I really believe very, very strongly in webinars. They are fantastic ways to think about both top, mid, and bottom of the funnel. So great from just getting people to engage with you and to create opportunities for them to think about your product in a more strategic and different ways. So, you know, I'm a really big fan of bringing in third-party experts, just generally helping people do their job better. And then all the way through, okay, maybe you are a person that has a 20-person team. So let's give you information about how to engage better and how to use the product better and how to think about not just a 20-person team, but hopefully for 50 people or 100-person in your company. So webinars are absolutely must have. And then the third one, I don't know, there's so many different possibilities, right? So it's really interesting. So at Calendly, LinkedIn ads have worked really well for us. At Asana, they do not work at all. And so that has been kind of interesting. I'd say, you know, Google is obviously a must have. I think that's pretty standard and default. I don't even know that I would sort of put that in the category because it's just like, you just have to do it. So I'll go with LinkedIn just because I think it's been really interesting to try some different experiments, especially if you know your persona and you can do some really interesting experiments there.
Next, we have Megan McDonough, the CMO at Amperity, discussing her focus on account-based marketing, field events, and analysts and PR relations.
Gosh, it's really hard to nail it to three, but if I had to think about it, I would probably say account-based marketing, because we're selling to large enterprises that are complex. Being able to drive account-based marketing has been really helpful for us. Events and field events in general have been incredibly successful for us. And then, you know, analysts and PR relations is really important because, you know, there's a lot, because we're in a very complex category, the analysts have got to be, you know, communicate. A lot of people turn to an analyst, especially for a new category, to say, what should I think about? What should I look for? And making sure that they understand what our product does and how we're different has been really helpful because these large enterprises, most of them have analyst contracts that's the first thing they do is call up their Gartner or Forrester and say, hey, can you help me wade through a lot of the details here? So those have been really helpful.
Next, we hear from Shafkat Islam, CMO at Optimizely. He says, if it's not measurable, it's cuttable.
To me, anything that's measurable is uncuttable. Anything that's not measurable is cuttable. So it's pretty straightforward. Obviously, things like paid for us is very measurable and very attributable. To me, we've been aggressive in terms of paid. I'll give you an example. Google Optimize, which is an A/B testing product that's free from Google, has always been a competitor. They're the largest in market share because it's free. We were second. They're shutting down. They have a sunset date. I think it's in the fall. I know I have a tight time horizon, and we are just stepping to the pedal to the floor super aggressively because we can just measure every single detail of how we're spending money. So like, I think that's an obvious one. For me, events has always been not cuttable or uncuttable. I forgot what word you used. Because to me, events are very measurable. I can track every single person that walked through the door and whether they were sourced at the event or influenced or accelerated, you know, by the event. I can track all of that directly back to pipeline and can show the ROI of every dollar I spent on events. And to me, some companies are like cutting back on events. We're actually going bigger in events. So we're going to have a bigger Opticon. We're doing road shows. It's been really good for us.
Next, we'll hear from Efrat Ravid, the CMO at Quantimetric.
I have to admit that I'm not married to any tactical. And I will give you an example. I love events. I love meeting our customers. It's something I love the most. And one day, it's called COVID, they shut down all our events in one day. And I thought I'm done. What can I do? I mean, yes, I believe in the digital assets channel and I do a lot of webinar. And I mean, but the best leads that really closed came from events, came from meeting the customer. So, and we were doing the best ever during COVID, right? And we were talking to the customer and actually we got talked to them even in a closer way because I saw their house and I saw their kids behind them. And I love talking to prospects and having webinars and roundtable when their kids are going around. So yeah, actually one of the webinars, I brought a basketball coach and they said it's for open for everyone, for your kids, for your family. And it actually brought us closer. So saying that, events very difficult for us to cut, but in COVID we did. LinkedIn is a great, in general, digital channel is strong, but LinkedIn specifically, because our customers are not less in like the Facebook or the TikTok and so on. They are more mature individuals and executives. So if we find them, we find them there. And the third one, is customer marketing. I'm a huge believer in that our customer actually brings their friends. So some of them, we do it like in a world way and scoring system, but some of it is just so organic. They just want to share the good and they bring their friends. And sometimes I get a lead and say, this and this send me. I said, oh, this is great. So this is really funny to read it in the website. So it's word to mouth, but it's a modern way of word to mouth.
Next, we have Orlando Bieza, CMO and CRO at Flock Freight. His non-negotiables include social media, sales enablement, and demand gen.
As it comes to your question, what are the three kind of non-negotiable channels for me? Social is at the very top of that list, right? In my opinion, that's the window to our business, right? In a pre-social media, pre-digital era, right? The window to the retail shop, you better get that right. I think you better get social right. You know, you need to know who you're talking to. You need to know what they're looking for. You need to build the right content, create the right levels of engagement. So I think social media is incredibly important. I think in this business specifically, sales enablement is incredibly important. As I mentioned before, we have a huge, huge lift in terms of education. We've got a lot to teach and to show and to unveil. A lot of what we do is new for a lot of shippers. Haven't worked with a company exactly like us. Haven't used this mode before, right? So there's a big lift there. So product marketing, sales enablement is incredibly important into the mix. And then demand generation is incredibly important. And that is brand and performance. I think those two have to hold hands, right? It's something I say to my team all the time. Brand is performant. It is not brand for brand's sake and performance for performance sake. We're not looking to just optimize all of our performance marketing engines against, DR focused activities and content that are just focused on get the click. We need to mix these worlds. It makes for a higher quality click. It makes for a higher quality conversion. It makes for a sticky customer. I think doing one without the other, not intertwining them, often ends up being this church and state that we see in many marketing orgs today that becomes a tough dynamic to overcome as an organization. And it becomes confusing for your consumers because your customers end up seeing two different messages from those two different channels and are always trying to reconcile what they're walking into. And then undoubtedly in a B2B situation, then they're going to talk to a salesperson who is neither brand or performance, and they're going to have a different way to say it. So alignment of messaging is incredibly important, which is why I always talk about the mesh between brand and performance and why I always talk about brand is performant if it is to be successful. So I think that's where I'd go with those three.
Next, we have Jenny Victor, CMO at Epicor. Content is at the center of her marketing along with digital and events.
Well, when you talk about uncuttable budget items, the first thing that came to isn't quite an individual tactic, but is content. I think content is king. Having grown up in product marketing from that side of the organization, I truly believe that content is really at the center of what you're going to do. It's going to be how you're going to convey your story. Every tactic you have uses content. So content to me is something that we need to continually invest in. And make it interesting and make it compelling and make it eye-catching and consumable is really the most important part of that. So that's my number one thing. And you'll always hear me talk about that with my team and any of the organizations I've been in. Second to that is digital. I think the world right now, people consume information from the palm of their hand more than anything else, right? They look at their phone, they're checking their emails, they're doing different web searches or looking on social media. So they're really, really engaged more at a digital side of things. And I'm sure you've probably seen Forrester does their annual survey around marketing investments. And every year they come out with a stat that has not changed for the last 5 years, that buyers are 70-80% of their way through their learning journey before they engage with a company. People are finding that information across digital channels. So digital is a big thing for me. And then I'll say the third one that has been kind of the most fun for me to learn about since joining Epicore are the acceleration events. I spoke earlier about keeping demand kind of through that life cycle. We can't think of demand as ending once marketing gets something into pipeline and then it's sales problem. It's often not ours anymore. But really there's a lot of work that we can do with sales to accelerate through the sales side of the funnel. And we run these acceleration events where we bring prospects together with our experts, whether it be at our headquarters or on other sites within different cities around the country or the globe, to what we call leadership summits, where they actually get to learn a little bit more about us, about our vision, but get more hands-on time around use cases for the product and how it can help solve their problems. And these events have been really successful in terms of moving pipe more quickly, which right now has been pretty good because people have been hesitant to spend money because of what's happening at a macroeconomic environment. So we're accelerating those deals and seeing greater win rates. So I like those a lot.
Next, we have Jessica Shapiro, the CMO of LiveRamp. And she talks about the importance of research, brand alignment, and ABM.
I've thought about this a lot because I've listened to your podcast. And I started with a differentiated brand and understanding that buyer's journey. It's not a channel or a tactic, but it is everything. If you do not get the whole company singing off the same page, it's very hard to make a difference. So for me coming in, it was taking that time to do the rigorous research, talk to customers, get alignment with our leadership, get a strong brand story, train our marketing, build the marketing materials, and then train our sellers to use those same stories as they are talking to their customers. So having the whole organization moving together, we revealed our brand platform at our major customer event, Ramp Up, last February. And it was this incredible organizing principle around data collaboration. And so my not cut is strong brand strategy. And I believe a strong brand strategy is not stagnant. It has to like live and breathe and grow, and everyone has to continue to be aligned. And so that's number one. So the second is ABM. And I know ABM is such a hot thing right now, but we think about ABM as one-to-one, one-to-few, and one-to-many. So when you think about that integrated campaign, I even heard you say on another podcast, like, it's a little bit antiquated. And I think the new version of the integrated campaign is the ABM model. And it's not that you don't have all the pieces you need in an integrated campaign, but it's how you're serving it up, how you're stratifying your customers and clustering them. So obviously starting with your highest priority customers and using the assets for those campaigns to be very one-to-one, then kind of stepping back and saying, okay, well, can we cluster a few and get some traction because they're all in the same industry, they're all in automotive, or they're all in healthcare, and can we talk to them in a really personalized way? And then one-to-many, where we might be casting a broader net, all with the goal of like getting them into a one-to-few type of ABM campaign.
Jacqueline Woods is the CMO at Teradata, and she argues that there's still no substitute for face-to-face interaction.
I don't think I would have said this a year ago, and not because we were in COVID, but just because I think how important the face-to-face experience is today, even more than it was 5 years ago. And I would say, You still have to do events. You still have to do in-person events. There is no substitute for people feeling like they have a human connection and a human interaction with someone. Critical. Now, maybe weird for me to say the next one is digital. So the next one is digital because so much of what people do just in terms of time saving, because time is so scarce, is you have to have a really strong digital strategy for you to kind of make any inroads, because that's where everyone looks first. You're not going to be able to get them to an event if you haven't done the work, I would say, digitally and been able to kind of have those conversations through your digital channels. And the third and really equally important to all of them is this notion of how do you build trust and thought leadership around your brand? And so it is building awareness and having a strategy on thought leadership that really exemplifies why your brand should be the brand that people come to. I think in a world where trust has eroded significantly, that building trust and in understanding that you need to have a position and a thought leadership point of view on that is incredibly important, particularly at this time.
Next, we have Brad Rinklin, CMO at Infoblox, and you'll hear him talk about how his thinking has changed over time based off the stage of the company.
When it comes to overall marketing mix, when I look at, look at what we're doing, we truly do have a mix. And it does change a little bit depending on where we are in our company stage. For instance, a year and a half ago, we didn't spend a lot on brand and brand awareness because, quite honestly, it was the same brand that had been for the last 20 some odd years. We did a refresh, and we need to spend a little bit more on that brand. So we do have some brand market, not a large number. It's not, we're not out there putting billboards up on the 101 or not, but we certainly are spending more time and thoughtfulness around the words we're using and where we show up. Right now, digital inbound, that's what we're trying to drive. Our digital marketing budget can't change. I can't cut that. If we were, just keep the lights on mentality, digital would be the last place I cut. It is the most scalable and cost-effective means for us to be able to get interactions and engagements into the funnel. And once again, there's varying levels of cost depending on that channel, syndication and audience aggregation and things like that. But at the end of the day, that's one that we really want to continue to push on. Number two, our field owned events. That's an area where I wouldn't want to move away, because that is getting most of the time face-to-face, intimate engagement with buyers as well as customers. And the more I can bring those two audiences together so they can talk to each other, because we have a product that our customers are raving fans of, boy, they could be my marketers. They can actually help sell the product for me. And so that would be, another area that I wouldn't want to cut. The last channel would be the work that we do with our partners. Partners give us a force multiplier. Partners also sometimes give us credibility in audiences that we don't have, either credibility or a reputation in front of, right? Sometimes those partners are value-added resellers. Sometimes they're distributors, or in more recent times, we're working more and more with cloud service providers and the sellers at those cloud service providers. So aligning to their sales plays, what are the most important things in their list of sales plays that they're doing, going out there, and what can we do to help them hit those numbers? Bringing our two value propositions together, and even though we're the big gorilla in our space, in the grand scheme of things, we're not even a $1 billion company. Sitting next to Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and others, we're getting gravitational pull from their brand, and that activity is extremely important. So the partner marketing and partner motions are always extremely important and have been my entire career within tech marketing.
Our last featured guest today is Celia Fleischacher, who works with a highly engaged customer community as CMO at iSolved.
So I mentioned community and customer advocacy, and this for us is just one of those things we want to grow and grow and invest in and believe there's such an opportunity here. We launched a People Heroes community and have been working on that. We've got, we're approaching 5,000 people heroes in our community. Wow. And this year alone, we issued challenges, right? Whether it's social or reference or you know, asking them questions, learning from them. We've had 128,000 challenges that they've completed. Wow. This year alone. Yeah. And
that's incredible.
It's great. And it's this level of engagement you're not going to get through other channels. And so for us, building that community, we've just got this amazing team who works with it, building that community, keeping up that engagement, and fostering those relationships is been really important. We just want to see it grow. It's absolutely something we wouldn't want to cut, and we want to build on more and more. Other areas, influencer strategy is one of those areas that we're really working on a lot. You know, we've expanded what we're doing with traditional analysts, certainly. We've got the PR programs you'd expect, but HR in particular, I think, there's so many people out there that are influencing the space, talking about the space. People strategies and employee experience are such big topics right now that we want to make sure that we're working with influencers, building those relationships. It helps us from a brand and awareness perspective, and we're putting a lot of focus there. And I think the other piece, not so much necessarily a channel, but content is really something. We produce a lot of content, but we're investing more and more of it. And then a lot of primary research that we're developing, we've found that it certainly helps us from a coverage perspective and things, but it also helps us build this point of view when we go and talk with our customers and our prospects that is unique because it's our research that we've done across these different audiences. It lets them understand what their peers are thinking. And we continue to build out and invest in primary research that helps us drive that thought leadership side of things.
Thanks again to all of our guests for sharing their amazing uncuttable budget items. And thank you to all of you for listening to the show over the course of the past year. And we will continue to have amazing CMO guests on. We're going to talk more uncuttable budget items. We're going to talk more about AI craziness and everything in between. Thanks again for listening and take care. Thanks again to our friends at Qualified.com, a conversational sales and marketing platform that transforms the way B2B companies sell. Go to Qualified.com to learn more.